It's a good day to get gone.
Wow.
Wow is the word.
Hello is another word. Welcome is another word. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on, what people are talking about. I'm guessing that this is going to be a discussion for a while on Facebook and Twitter and every place else. Kenny's going to update us on some of the comments you've made. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day regarding Mr. Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, who now has become a household name. One of the most interesting and amusing aspects to this conversation has been the fact that there was a dinner scheduled May 15th. Those of you who don't know the story, Donald Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, has been sort of
vilified.
He's been chatting it up with his
girlfriend.
Yes, he has. A lot of condemnation focused on him because of his, I love it when they say, alleged racist remarks. Whatever that means. And I also love these women who now are going by their first initial, V. Stiviano. That's her name. Well, it's Vivian, but at any rate, there's all kinds of stuff flying around about this. The latest is from the NAACP itself, which had planned to honor Mr. Sterling at a dinner honoring him and Al Sharpton. The Lifetime Achievement Award.
The perfect couple, by the way.
Yeah, they'd be a pair together in the same room.
And the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah. So likely to either not have the event at all, or certainly not to have Mr. Sterling there to receive that
they'll
award.
They'll have the event, but he's been, according to their Twitter feed, the Los Angeles NAACP Twitter feed, they have uninvited him.
Really?
But you would think that this would be a great opportunity and fun to watch him squirm if they did not disinvite him.
Right.
If they still said, we want you to come,
but
and
he
we
has
want
to,
you
here's
to speak.
The catch. He has to sit with Al Sharpton.
Right.
That's that the punishment. Great? You can come, but you have to share a table with Al Sharpton.
And if you're a guy who's trying to hold on to your fortune, you can't not go. And what a great opportunity.
Well, I was going to say, what's the best way to handle this under the circumstances?
Wouldn't it be a great opportunity to confront
the
situation?
How could they win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn this into a winning situation.
Exactly.
Instead of being so serious.
The NAACP and Sterling should both take advantage of this opportunity.
Yep.
I would forgive him if he licked the cheek of one of his African-American players.
Really?
Yeah, I wonder who'd volunteer for that.
Which cheek?
Exactly.
This past weekend, my daughter and her husband and my lady and I went to the Disneyland that we all knew and loved, grew up with on television. I haven't been there for 30 years. And what I found, other than the camaraderie and the fun and just sort of the reliving of experiences that we had when Megan was 9 years old and Brendan was 6 years old, going into the park and seeing, again, some of the great memories. I remember when Disney, when the world of Disney was on television, the beginning shot was always when you go down Main Street and you see the castle at the end and that sort of thing. We went into the hall where the Abraham Lincoln
Hall of Presidents.
No, Hall of Presidents is only on in Florida.
Oh, okay. So you're the one that goes into that Abe Lincoln.
Well, you know, I remembered seeing the same sort of, there was the same
thing. Glad I didn't go with you.
30 years ago.
I remember. I made my
one
kids.
Ride in Abe Lincoln and Captain EO, that's what you did at Disneyland after you made a couple hundred bucks.
I made my kids go watch the Hall of Presidents because I remember seeing it when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was fun, and they learned something. So
seeing Mr. Lincoln is great when it's hot outside.
Well, Lincoln, despite what Jennifer and her disrespectful comments bring to the table, he was the only president
racist
who was a licensed bartender. Did you know that? Abraham Lincoln.
You had to have a license to have a bartender?
Back then. He was the co-owner of Barry and Lincoln, which was a saloon where he set up his law practice in Springfield, Illinois. Do you know that?
I did not, but I'm guessing they didn't tell you that at Mr. Lincoln, so how did you know?
I'm doing a little investigation.
You're smart.
I wonder if they had bartending schools back then, too, you know.
All right, as long as we're talking about
Harvey
presidents.
Harvey Wallbanger by Abe Lincoln.
Let's talk about some other presidents. The only president to be unanimously elected was George Washington. He refused to accept his salary, which was $25,000 a year. first president's got $25,000 a year. Let's see, some other presidents.
Now they get that to sleep in the Abe Lincoln bedroom.
Well, let's keep going, Richie. You're going to stop there. Because the KKK was a powerful political force, Harry Truman was encouraged to join the KKK. According to some accounts, he was inducted, though he was never active. Other accounts claim that though he gave the KKK a $10 membership fee, he demanded it back and was never inducted or initiated. Anybody ever hear that before? Nobody ever heard that before. I remember President Grover Cleveland, the only president in history to hold the job of a hangman. He was once the sheriff of Erie County, New York, and twice had to spring the trap at a hanging. Grover Cleveland.
Wow.
These are presidential facts that you didn't know. The S in Harry S. Truman doesn't stand for anything. Therefore, there is no period after his middle initial. Did you know that? If it doesn't, you can use
the
letter.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You look official that way.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln logs are named after Abraham Lincoln and the log cabin where he was born. John Lloyd Wright, son of Francis Lloyd Wright, invented Lincoln logs. Yeah, I'm just going through some presidential stuff here.
Wow.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams traveled to Stratford-upon-Avon to visit Shakespeare's birthplace. While there, they took a knife to one of Shakespeare's chairs so they could take home some wood chips as souvenirs.
No.
Wow.
James Madison and Thomas Jefferson were once arrested together for taking a carriage ride in the countryside of Vermont on a Sunday, which violated state law. Andrew Johnson, the only tailor ever to be president. I thought that Truman was a haberdasher. Wasn't he?
A haberdasher.
Yeah.
It's a great word.
Yep. George Washington never lived in the White House.
He wasn't there yet.
The Capitol was actually located in Philadelphia.
Yep.
When Washington was president.
The town I was grew up in, Brookville, Maryland, was actually the capital for one day. Until they realized, hey, we need water. So they moved it.
The 29th president, Warren Harding, made love to a young girl named Nan Britton in a White House closet. On one occasion, Secret Service agents had to stop his wife from trying to beat down the closet door.
That's great.
This was after World War One, right after World War One. Let's see what else here. After President Bush Sr. vomited on the Japanese Prime Minister, a new word entered the Japanese language, Bushuru. Do the Bush thing, Bushuru. That was pretty funny. All right, so the Korean Prime Minister has announced that he will resign in response to the ferry crash that devastated his country. Early investigations reveal that several loopholes and safety measures and inconsistent enforcement of them. That's what we were talking about this before. People wondering why, what was this guy's connection? Apparently he was part of this cover-up, trying to keep the public from finding out how the government had not enforced the rules on this company. So that's why he is resigning. New sanctions being imposed on Russia by the G7. The leaders have agreed to impose new targeted sanctions as a result of what's going on in Ukraine. The U.S., the U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan said, quote, given the urgency of securing the opportunity for a successful and peaceful democratic vote next month, we have committed to act urgently to intensify targeted sanctions and measures that increase the cost of Russia's actions. You people all think that this is going to help, right? Kenny thinks it. Richie thinks it. Jennifer thinks this is going to help.
You don't think they will?
Well, I don't know how much they have teeth, not nationally, but if you can get at these individuals and their own wealth.
Hit them in their pocketbook.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You start hitting Putin's best friend, who all of a sudden is losing half of his cash, he's going to be in his ear.
George Clooney, 52, engaged to Amal Al-Mudin, 36, a human rights lawyer based in London.
Let me get out my tissues.
He was married to Talia Balsam.
What are you talking about? You're dating
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion. Anyway, so...
Yeah. All right, yeah, what are you worried about?
I know. I'm being selfish. I want them all.
Really?
Like a collection.
Huh.
Yeah, but how bad do you feel? You know, Ken and I had been talking about this. How bad do you feel if you're Lucy Liu, Kelly Preston, Renee Zellweger, Stacey Keibler, all these famous ladies that tried to lock this guy down and they couldn't? He's with this girl for like a month, and all of a sudden she's wearing the ring. Like,
yeah, but did they set a date yet?
Hmm. Look at you, skeptical.
Yeah. Nice, Rajiv.
You know, Clooney also made the news this weekend when he was hanging out with Las Vegas developer Steve Wynn.
Yeah.
And Steve Wynn said some
a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the president, called Obama, you know, the A-word.
Sources say that George was drinking a lot of tequila that night, so.
Now, according to, he says, ask the other nine people at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Really?
He called Wynn an a-hole for calling his friend Mr. Obama an a-hole. So.
Clooney says, I said the president was my longtime friend, and he said, well, your friend is a blank. And at that point, I told him that he was a blank, and I wasn't going to sit at his table and be, while he was being such a jackass.
Right, right. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD does on special market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Nasdaq, responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Some politicians think the right of journalists...
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Songs from a variety of weeks, a variety of years, just for fun. This really puts us in a better place most of the time. We get some pretty good pop songs like the Bellamy Brothers here. Let Your Love Flow is number one during this week in 1976. Let's move to this week in 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. This song was number one for 7 weeks in a row.
This song was a monster.
Crank it up, Richie.
Love it. Great karaoke song, by the way.
Ow.
Yeah.
Is it? You've done some karaoke.
Oh, many times.
Really? I gotta see you. I'd like to see you in karaoke.
I tried to get you to go.
Shots of tequila doesn't take you to get to do.
You know what? It doesn't.
You get up to sing on your own free will.
Most of the time.
Wow.
All right, Richie, let's go to the Grand Funk Railroad, number one during this week. 1974 is the year. Interesting. Variation of the song that was done by Little Eva about 10 years before Debbie Gibson. By whom? Debbie Gibson.
Not Debbie Gibson, Rich. Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. This was a song written by Carole King, in case you remember that. Putting Carole King and Grand Funk in the same sentence.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, kind of. All right, here's Sheryl Crow going back to this week in 2004.
I was thinking about her last week when I was listening to her cover of the Guns N' Roses song. And I was like, wow, what a career she's had.
And now she's doing country music.
Yeah, she's been around.
She's always had that country sound.
Yeah. You know, I want to acknowledge again, Jennifer and I went to a fundraiser on Saturday night that featured Wynonna Judd singing some of her songs. She got some pretty good covers, too.
Yeah.
Or songs that she may have originated and somebody else covered and did a little better with than did she. But I was really, Richie, you'd have loved being there because Jennifer knew all the words. Whenever Wynonna went on, it was.
And no one else knew. Like, no one else was singing, so I was, like, singing as loud as I could because I felt bad. No one could sing with her.
Who was singing? All right, let's go to 1979. This week in 79, number one song belonged to Debbie Harry and Blondie. I always thought this was called Heart of Gas when I first heard it. However, not the case. Heart of Glass, number one, this week, 79. And Richie loves this one.
I love one. It was back in the late 70s when the Cars and Blondie and this this new alt movement started coming around, and it was just like, what is this? This sounds weird, man. They shouldn't be playing that chord after this one. And it was just, and she kind of put in some of the little bit of rap into her stuff. It was very cool.
Good stuff. Let's move on. This week, 1987 now in the Focus, Cutting Crew. English group, yes?
Yeah, Lucy.
Guide your heart. Hi, Richie. Let's go to 1996. Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. One that's most fun, and a lot of fun songs. Maybe this is somewhat judgmental on my part, but Michael Jackson bringing to the top of the pile the old pop song Rockin' Robin. This week, 72. Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin.
Another remake.
This was another song. Not a remake. No, it wasn't this song at all. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimeltion, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. I'd like you to meet an artist named Bob Cassily. Years ago, he was in Italy when a madman attacked Michelangelo's Pietà with a hammer. He was the first person to restrain the man and help save this priceless work of art. Years later, he made the headlines again by creating one of the most successful children's museums in America, the City Museum in St. Louis. I learned about Bob because even though kids love his museum, several personal injury lawyers had filed frivolous lawsuits against it. They were hurting the museum, so to fight back, Bob posted a sign listing all the firms that had sued him. Let's be fair, that's pretty risky, but his fans loved it, and the museum continues to grow. Bob passed away in 2011, and unfortunately, his famous sign is gone now, too. Today, I'd like to remember Bob Cassily, a man who was willing to fight for what is right. Learn more about the fight to put common sense back to work in America. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny's monitoring social media about some of the issues of the day that you feel strongly about. Interesting, Mr. Sterling, the owner of Los Angeles Clippers, who's been charged as an egregious and horrible human being because he's a racist. Yada, yada, yada.
Allegedly.
And there's an update to this story, Doug.
Yes, Jennifer, and the update is?
Well, apparently the end of, this isn't like his first foray into racism. I guess people have known in his circle for a long time that he is a racist. And, in fact, the NAACP knew about it, but he's been bankrolling them, the Los Angeles chapter, for years and years and years, so that publicly, when asked...
Bankrolling the NAACP.
Yeah. When publicly they would come to his aid and say, oh, no, he's not a racist, they would come, because they kept accepting grants over a period of several years. And
why was he giving them money? What was their need? They didn't...
He bought their protection, essentially. Yeah.
Oh.
Because they would publicly defend him after the African-American community would complain about his racism. Then the NAACP would come out and say, oh, no, no, he gives us this grant every year, blah, blah, blah.
Whoops.
Yeah. And now they've cut ties with him.
Wow.
As soon as that
takes
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Doesn't this story get interesting?
It gets better and better.
Oh, there's all kinds of angles to this story. It's perfect conversation for... the kind of program.
There are so many aspects to the story. There's the race relations thing. Yeah. There's money. Lots of money.
The wife, the girlfriend.
And who sells out.
Yeah.
There's free speech.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many. It's such a deep story. So many ways to get somebody interested, even if you're not a basketball fan. It's an amazing thing, how stupid people are. Really is. We were just talking in the break just about how dumb Sterling is for having the need to have this young, hottie girlfriend.
I mean, she's not attractive, but she looks like she's
right,
on the easier side of things.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And then how dumb she is because she's obviously out just to get his money and to get attention.
Didn't see that coming. I mean, have you seen him and then have you seen her side by side?
Right.
I'm guessing they don't talk about politics in the news of the
Both
day.
Of them.
I mean, come on.
And then
Both
the trifecta to all of this that makes this whole thing come together and perfect is TMZ. How does
does this get any better?
Uh-huh.
And why, you know, if you look at the, here's what I don't get. And this is where I question you men. Like, I know.
Excuse me? I mean, first of all, you look at him.
Does he not look in the mirror and then he goes after
men?
I'm not saying, you know that I love you so much and I love Ken and I love Rich and I know it's not all men.
I love you, but.
Pro-Magnons.
But where does this dude, I mean, he looks in the mirror every day and he sees himself, yet he's still with this woman, and for what? Doesn't he know she's using him? Does he not care?
Absolutely he knows that. He knows that his wallet is the means to be able to get a girl like that.
And he is a perfectly attractive wife. In fact, I'm going to dare to say his wife is more attractive than that girl that taped him. Why wouldn't he just keep her happy? I mean, she's like, you know, I mean, she's a little bit older, but she's closer to his age.
She's a little bit older.
Classy looking.
His wife could be that girl's grandmother.
Whatever. Yeah. She's still more attractive than that.
She's attractive. Okay, so that's the poll, by the way, over the weekend at DougStefan.com, which had nothing to do with this. Had to do with one of the 10 items. Last week, the top items were the Ukraine, Obamacare, presidential race in 2016, the Yemeni drone strikes, president's trip, the ferry disaster, net neutrality, the Supreme Court ruling, the Arizona scandal at the VA, and the Boston Marathon. So we asked you which was the most important one to you, and 19% of you said the Ukraine, which sort of surprised me. 14% said Obamacare, 13% said the ferry disaster, 12% said the affirmative action ban, which wasn't really, it was about voting, 11% said net neutrality, 10% said the VA scandal. Let's see here. 9% said the Boston Marathon, 8% said the presidential race, and 3% said the Yemeni drone strikes, 2% said president's trip to Asia. That sort of follows, doesn't it, huh? So what will be the number one item of the week? If things continue the way they are this week, it'll be Mr. Sterling and his fund. But who knows what will happen? There's an interesting report that may shake some people up that has been released from Tel Aviv University, which shows that while violent anti-Semitic attacks decreased last year, anti-Semitic views were becoming more pervasive, especially around Europe. 66% of European Jews say anti-Semitism had a negative effect on their lives, and a third declined attending Jewish events for fear of attacks on them. 554 anti-Semitic attacks against people in Jewish institutions occurred last year. France had the most, with 116 incidents. Overall, that was a 19% drop, though, in the attacks that happened against Jewish interests in the year 2012, but it was higher than the averages recorded between 1994 and 2004. What in the world is that saying? About, we're back to prejudice again, whether it's against blacks, whether it's against Jews, whether it's against fat people, whatever, tall, whatever. All of these prejudices that we are growing. And I wonder if the media isn't feeding into this. We were just talking about TMZ. Is the media feeding into these stereotypical problems that people have understanding or accepting those who are different around the universe, around the world? There are a lot of different people.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Who decided throughout the course of history who was more powerful than the other? Why weren't white people the slaves and go through slavery?
White people were at one point in our history slaves. So I'm not in the history of the human race. Then.
Right, but and Jews versus the Christians and black, white, Asian, everything. I don't understand how that hierarchy got to be where it was, or the perceived hierarchy got to be where it was. I don't understand. Who rolled the dice and decided, okay, these guys are going to go through this in their life, and these guys are going to go through this in their life?
Mm-hmm. All right. We have to take a stand, and we're going to make a stand. Vivian Haar, who is the author of Make a Stand. This is a lady who has a lot of experience in the children's inspirational book market, and I think that you'll find the story here of her entrepreneurialism and philanthropy to be very, very attractive. So stand by for that just a moment here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid
to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special amount displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
16 before the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Vivian Haar with us. She is an author of the children's inspirational book, Make My Stand, and she's 10 years old. How about that? Lemon.
Very impressive.
And entrepreneurialism go together. Philanthropy go together. So, Vivian, first of all, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, that's just sweet. Thank you. It's
so
an honor
sweet.
For us to have you here. In your life, what are you most interested in? What do you think is the most important thing in your life at this point in your life?
Probably just making a stand for all the kids in the world who can't get out of slavery, and just helping them is really, really awesome for me.
Like, how do you know at this age in your life about the problems of children in slavery? How did you first become aware of it?
Well, I saw this photo of two boys in slavery. And I just wanted to make a stand for them because I couldn't bear having to look at them in slavery again. So I just set up my lemonade stand at my hometown and in Fairfax, California. And it's a little near San Francisco. And that's basically what I did.
So you were consistently every day setting up your lemonade stand on your street corner and selling lemonade with people knowing that you're money. The money being collected was going to go to this project that you were involved in, ending child slavery. People knew that when they were buying the lemonade from you, right?
Yes. Well, actually, at first, they didn't know because it didn't really have in the, like, it didn't say end slavery. It just said free, and then people would stop, and then we could tell them about what they're doing, and it's just more fun to look at their reaction.
Mm-hmm. You are responsible for a book called Make a Stand, considered to be a children's book. What is this? It's obviously aimed at the same end result, that is to get rid of child slavery. But how have you presented this? By the way, the book is available at makeastand.com, makeastand.com. Mm-hmm. So what do we need to know, that the information that comes from this book, this children's book?
Well, like, it's delightful and new and inspiring for little kids, and I feel like children's book was really important because, I mean, kids, they are usually more interested in stuff like video games, and so I thought it might be a lot more, very, very, very inspiring for them.
Mm-hmm. And so how has it done so far? How many copies? Do you know how many copies of this book, Make a Stand, have sold so far?
I sold that in my first run.
Did you?
Yes.
Good for you.
That's pretty cool. So,
that is very cool.
And then, basically.
And Mayor Bloomberg of New York, former New York Mayor Bloomberg, apparently realized what you were doing and invited you to Times Square to sell your lemonade there. And he donated $100,000. He, the mayor, gave you $100,000 for your organization. Is that right?
Yes. And I get to sing in Times Square, which was pretty amazing and once-in-a-lifetime thing.
What did you think when he gave you a check for $100,000?
It was really awesome.
I would think so.
And so who do you give the money to? What organization do you work with to try and end slavery for kids?
Well, I have a lot of organizations, but they're kind of hard to remember at times.
Yeah.
But they're all wonderful, and I thank them all for doing the work that they do.
Vivian Haar, identified as one of the 50 most influential philanthropists in America at the age of 10.
Wow.
Her book is called Make a Stand. The organization, you can find more about it at makeastand.com. You can find the book at makeastand.com, and you can donate at makeastand.com. All of those things would be wonderfully helpful. Vivian, it was very nice chatting with you, and I hope you have continued success and you become a brilliant entrepreneur as you grow, because I think
you
have.
Thank you. And I also have a movie that I wanted to also share a link to. It's called Stand With Me, and the link is standwithmemovie.com. And I'd like to thank you, Still Motion, for making it. And yeah.
And yeah.
You are a rock star. You're amazing.
Thank
very cool.
You.
All right, Vivian. Thank you very much.
What's
right,
your 10-year-old doing?
Yes, yeah, right. I know what mine is doing.
10 minutes before
we're going to have a talk this afternoon.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A trail of death and destruction after tornadoes ripped through several states. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The search for victims continues in parts of the country rocked by tornadoes on Sunday. Hardest hit was Arkansas, where 16 people are confirmed dead, and the devastation is widespread. Another death was reported in Oklahoma, and at least one life was lost in Iowa. This Arkansas tornado survivor was in church when he and others received alerts on their cell phones yesterday. He said as the twister approached, it sounded like a freight train.
I jumped up and ran outside, and sure enough, it's right back over here. It's right over these buildings here. You can see the flashes and hear the popping and things hitting the building, and the building was just shaking, you know, and you're thinking, yeah, here, you know, I'm ready, Lord, you know, here I come.
Tens of thousands of people still without power today. President Obama, who is in the Philippines, offered condolences to all those affected by yesterday's tornadoes.
I want everybody to know that your country will be there to help you recover and rebuild as long as it takes.
The powerful storm system that spawned yesterday's twisters may not be out of steam quite yet. The National Weather Service says the outbreak of severe weather and tornadoes will continue today through the plains, into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys, and parts of the South. We are also told the threat of severe weather will extend to the middle of this week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated. Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Come on, dude. Go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay. I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow fell 140 points, closing the week at 16,361. NASDAQ dropped 73 last Friday. S&P fell 15. At the Vatican, Pope Francis declaring 2 new saints.
former popes John Paul II and John XXIII were both canonized in an unprecedented ceremony yesterday. Pope Emeritus Benedict also attended. It was called the Day of Four Popes. An estimated 800,000 pilgrims filled St. Peter's Square for the historic canonization. NBA players want L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling to pay for his alleged racial comments. The mayor of Sacramento, California, Kevin Johnson, a former NBA player himself, is taking a leading role for the NBA Players Association and says they want significant punishment for Sterling. The NBA could hand down sanctions later today. Business at the box office over the weekend.
How can you be so amazing you could be friends with your husband's mistress?
Yeah, it's like a dream come true.
The raunchy revenge comedy, The Other Woman, number one with $24.7 million in its debut weekend, knocking Captain America, the Winter Soldier, out of the top spot. And finally, let's talk cats. Oh, that's cute. And this past weekend, the folks at Purina held an event in New York City that was part animal adoption party, part marketing ploy.
It's to raise awareness for adoption. So let's adopt some cats.
That was the goal of North America's first cat cafe, where you could get up close and personal with kittens and cats. Rather than the felines enclosed in cages, you could touch them, hold them, play with them. The cat cafe had plenty of visitors, with many people trying to make a kitty connection.
I like a cat with a dog personality. Does that make sense?
Sure, that makes sense, but cats have their own personalities. Some are self-centered and aloof, such as my older one at home, the aptly named Duchess, and others are overly affectionate, such as my younger one, Tessie, who jumps on my lap and drools all over me. Anyway, the New York Cat Cafe proved to be a big hit this past weekend. Here are a few more comments from those who dropped by.
Well, this is like an interesting concept, because I know it's like really like a big thing in Japan and Europe. I think every cat in there is going to get adopted.
Yeah, I'm here to check them out. I'll get a cat tachino.
That's right. The cafe part of the cat cafe included special beverages such as the catachino. You know, I usually order a cafe mocha. In this case, it could have been a cafe meowka. Oh, all right, all right, all right. Oh, my two furballs obviously didn't think much of that one. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.